Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 11, How to Find Your Happy. For me, happy isn't a place that we reach. It's a state of mind that we commit to maintaining through met needs and established boundaries. So in this episode, I want to talk about how we identify what happy looks like on a personal level, and how we use logical positivity to set expectations and get us through moments of turmoil. A positive outlook is just one lens we can look through to solve certain problems, and maintaining a positive attitude is helpful, but when it begins to skew our judgment of the situations we're a part of or the dynamics we participate in, it can become toxic and cause us to blur our boundaries and tolerate behaviors longer than we normally would. Another lens that helps us process turmoil or difficult situations is logic, and another lens that we sometimes adopt through negative experiences is pessimism. Our experiences typically shape the lenses that we use to process what is happening around us. We have the option to change the lenses as long as we know we're using them. It's healthy to believe in a good outcome, but if the good outcome is not derived from objective, logical reasoning, it's hope, but it's not a reliable expectation. In order to maintain healthy boundaries, it helps to evaluate how we've drawn certain conclusions or set certain expectations, either for ourselves or for others. Were they derived from hope, or can evaluations be made that help us believe in certain outcomes? So for example, if a friend borrows money from you and doesn't pay you back more than once, maybe you covered their drinks once or a movie ticket, and they consistently forget to send you the money back, it would be reasonable to then deny letting them borrow a jacket. The friend has shown that they don't prioritize returning favors or borrowed items, so it's logical to set a boundary with that person. If your friend promised you that they would return the jacket and even sign a contract to return it, believing that they would return your jacket would still be based in hope and not supported by objective logic. Someone without an emotional connection to the friend would judge their history as unreliable. Sometimes our emotional connections can cause us to use hope more often than logic. We want to believe that the people we love can be the best version of themselves at any moment, so we offer opportunities for them at our own expense. Offering these opportunities, based in hope, can sometimes cause us to feel emotionally drained by the people that we love. Maybe we believe it's easy for other people to take advantage of us now, or maybe we start believing that finding a partner or a friend who's willing and capable of treating us with mutual respect is impossible. Experiencing any level of disappointment within a relationship can lead us to create a certain lens through which we'll view the creation of new relationships. And using our lenses, positivity or pessimism or bias, will create blocks in our ability to emotionally connect with people. Our past experiences, good or bad, won't determine our future experiences within different relationships. Our experiences will be managed by our perspective, our lenses, and our resulting expectations and boundaries. To set reasonable expectations and helpful boundaries, it helps to judge the people in our care community without the lenses. Connecting with other people is not done exclusively through positive experiences or positive emotions. It's often done through negative experiences and emotions instead. So to improve the friendship in the example, rather than allow the matter to create distance, it can be something that both people talk about openly. The disappointment, the guilt, the shame, all out on the table, acknowledged. It helps to talk through the awkwardness of those moments too, rather than try to quickly change the subject. We're not born the best version of ourselves. It's something we all work toward with each decision that we make. And the people in our care communities are also working on different versions of themselves. So taking moments to give them a reflection of themselves is caring. Viewing the reflections of ourselves that others hold up for us is also caring. We can't see our own face without a mirror, and we don't know how we're experienced without a partner. How much reflection that we can give and how much we can take in effectively is determined on a personal level by our personal needs. Maintaining a happy state of mind depends on building a care community of people that is capable of removing their lenses and showing us what we're truly like, and who's also capable of accepting the reflections that we give to them, so that we can all work toward the best version of ourselves together in honesty. Using a positive lens or a pessimism lens skews what we see in other people, so we don't know truly if they're the right person for our care community. Finding a good care community sometimes means letting go of people or habits and behaviors that cannot contribute to our happiness in the long run, and instead may cause us to build up lenses or defenses that don't serve us. It's not easy to distance ourselves when we identify unhealthy contributions in our lives, whether it's from friends or family or ourselves. And that's why it's important to acknowledge how enforcing our own boundaries makes us feel. Sometimes we go through a grieving process just to set boundaries, just so that we can become happy. And that's okay. Wanting to avoid the grieving process can sometimes lead us to keep people in our lives in a toxic way. Letting go is easier when we understand how grief can be processed. So in the next episode, I want to talk about how to manage and cope after enforcing your boundaries in a difficult way. In episode 12, Facing the Grief Boundaries Can Cause.